Welcome, fellow planeswalkers and aficionados of the arcane. In this enchanting podcast, we're embarking on a quest to unearth the hidden stories and unravel the enigmatic lives of the lesser-known creatures and characters from the Magic: The Gathering universe. But as we seek to shed light on the untold, we sometimes find ourselves weaving a bit of magic, stretching the truth to make it entertaining, and adding just a sprinkle of mystical spice. Every spell is a story. Every creature has a voice, and every planeswalker holds a secret or two. Welcome to the Multiverse Memoirs. In the heart of the ancient Crosa forest on the plain of Dominaria, a druid named Baru emerged as a pivotal figure in the ongoing struggle for the restoration of his homeland. Born into a lineage deeply connected to the land, Baru carried the weighty mantle of the Fist of Crosa, a title he shared with his legendary ancestor, Kamal. Baru's tale began in the shadow of adversity. Crosa had suffered the ravages of Dominaria's apocalyptic events, leaving the once vibrant forest in ruins. Baru's birth coincided with a time of turmoil, and as the son of respected druids, he inherited the responsibility of stewarding the land back to life. From a young age, it was evident that Baru possessed a rare connection to the natural forces that surrounded him. As Baru matured, so did his understanding of the intricate balance within the forest. He learned to communicate with the spirits of the land, a skill passed down through generations. Guided by the wisdom of his ancestors, particularly the renowned Kamal, Baru embraced his destiny as the Fist of Crosa. His journey was not without challenges, as he faced opposition from those who sought to exploit the land for their own gain. One of Baru's early trials involved a fierce confrontation with a group of poachers who threatened the delicate ecosystem of Crosa. With the fury of the forest coursing through his veins, Baru unleashed his latent powers, summoning the spirits to aid him. The battle against the poachers became a turning point in Baru's life, solidifying his reputation as a defender of Crosa's sacred groves. As the years passed, Baru's influence grew, drawing the attention of both allies and adversaries. Among his closest companions were the fellow druids who shared his vision of restoring Crosa to its former glory. Together, they toiled tirelessly, nurturing the land and coaxing life back into its barren stretches. Baru's connection to the worms, the ancient and mighty creatures of the forest, deepened, becoming a symbol of the returning vitality within Crosa. Yet, not all welcomed Baru's efforts. Dark forces, drawn to the latent energy within Crosa, sought to subjugate the forest for their nefarious purposes. A powerful necromancer, envious of the life blossoming within Crosa, emerged as a formidable foe. Baru found himself in a battle not just for the physical well-being of the forest, but for its very soul. The clash between Baru and the necromancer became the stuff of legend. The air crackled with magic as the two forces collided in a spectacular display of power. Baru, channeling the essence of Crosa, stood resolute against the dark magic that sought to consume the forest. It was a battle that transcended the physical realm, delving into the spiritual heart of Crosa itself. In the end, Baru's unwavering determination and connection to the land proved stronger than the necromancer's insidious magic. The dark forces were expelled, and Crosa, though scarred, emerged triumphant. Baru's victory solidified his status as a legendary worm speaker, a title bestowed upon those who could commune with the ancient worms and harness their power. As the seasons cycled through the years, Baru's tale continued to intertwine with the ebb and flow of Crosa's life. He became not only a guardian of the forest, but a beacon of hope for those who believed in the resilience of nature. His reputation reached far beyond the borders of Crosa, attracting scholars, adventurers, and curious minds eager to witness the marvel of a revitalized wilderness. In the twilight of his years, Baru stood at the apex of his legacy. The once decimated Crosa now flourished under his watchful gaze, a testament to the enduring spirit of both the land and its steward. The title of the Fist of Crosa once shared with Kamal, now rested solely on Baru's shoulders, a symbol of a new era for the forest. As Baru's time on Dominaria drew to a close, he chose to merge his essence with the very land he had dedicated his life to protect. In a ritual steeped in ancient druidic tradition, Baru became one with Krosa, his consciousness intertwining with the roots, the rivers, and the very heartbeat of the forest. He became a guardian spirit, watching over Krosa for eternity. Baru's tale, from a humble beginning as the son of druids to the worm speaker and guardian of Krosa, echoed through the ages. His legacy lived on in the rustling leaves, the gentle whispers of the wind, and the vibrant life that thrived within the revitalized forest. The fist of Krosa had fulfilled his destiny, leaving behind a world forever changed by his unwavering commitment to the harmony between nature and magic. And that brings us to the end of another fascinating journey through the multiverse here on the Multiverse Memoirs. We hope you've enjoyed uncovering the enigmatic pasts and captivating stories of the characters and creatures that make up the universe of magic. As we bid adieu, it's important to remember that the multiverse is a place of infinite possibilities, and the history we've delved into may not always be what it seems. Some tales may be woven with threads of myth and legend, and what we've explored might not always be a 100% accurate account. But isn't that the beauty of the multiverse? Its ever-shifting dynamic nature keeps us all in a state of wonder and discovery. We encourage you to keep your planeswalker spark alive, continue your exploration, and share your own stories and interpretations with fellow planeswalkers. Magic is a collaborative, ever-evolving world where your imagination knows no bounds. We want to extend our heartfelt gratitude to you, our loyal listeners, for joining us on this odyssey. Your support and curiosity fuel our passion for this extraordinary universe. So there are many more pages of the multiverse's history to turn. Before we sign off, we'd like to remind you that the adventure doesn't have to end here. Keep the conversations going and share your thoughts, theories, and love for the multiverse with us and your fellow planeswalkers. Please like and subscribe. If you have a hero that needs some attention, leave a name in the comments and we'll try to get to it. Until next time, keep your mana untapped, your library stacked, and your spark ignited. This is the Multiverse Memoirs.